John Council has one of the largest collections of vintage diving equipment in the country. He was kind enough to bring a small sample of it with him to our interview. We talked about his first exposure to diving and his lifelong passion.
Like a lot of guys my age, I'm what would be considered an old timer now. But when I was a boy, there was a program that was hugely popular on television called Sea Hunt. It starred Lloyd Bridges. And, you know, when I think of the things that I've seen or been able to do, you know, it's all based on the roots of, you know, watching Lloyd Bridges and his character in Sea Hunt and realizing that my involvement in diving and everything like that has allowed me to have all these experiences. And when you start connecting those dots, you just go, yeah, my life has been awesome. I feel pretty fortunate, that's for sure.
After discussing his roots in diving, John told me how it led him to Catalina Island and the Animal Rescue Program.
I came to Catalina sort of by way of diving, or the periphery of diving, and was trained as a submersible pilot. One of my tasks was to bring a small research submarine to Catalina Island, and allowed me to have a background working around and being around these different types of animals. And about 3 years ago, I was contacted by a 30-year-old organization in Los Angeles County called Marine Animal Rescue, headed up by a guy named Peter Wallerstein. They originally started a program just for whale rescue. So I may have foolishly said, yeah, I'll do that. I'll help you out. And we're not even on our third year on the island, and I've already had almost 500 cases. They might have been unfortunately shot by fishermen, so they'd have gunshot wounds. They do some pretty tragic things, and I think one of the most disgusting ones that we deal with occasionally is finding animals where they've taken seal bombs, which are like a small quarter stick of dynamite, and they actually pack it inside of a fish or a squid, light the fuse, and then throw it out almost like a gift to these animals. And of course, they race off and grab it. And so oftentimes, it'll blow the lower jaw off of them.
We soon began to reflect on his past and explore the true nature of his love for the water.
Well, I have to say that when your life has been really molded and in some ways dictated and altered the way that mine has, I don't think that there's any way around having all of the feelings that you just described. And really what it is the appreciation and understanding that your life path has been guided, and I've been exposed to experiences that I can promise you I would not have had otherwise. And I was able to work directly with astronaut Scott Carpenter, who was one of the nation's original seven Mercury astronauts. And to be able to have the opportunities to spend more than, you know, in some cases weeks or years in their company changed my life.
At the end of our time together, John told me the story of a life-changing experience with Scott Carpenter.
One morning I was up early, and it was probably about 6 a.m., and down the pathway came Scott Carpenter walking along, and that alone, I think, just for me, is one of those moments where I'm saying, my life, I can't believe I went from a kid, you know, crawling around in the rocks on the beaches of Seattle to here I am sitting down on the coast of Florida with one of the nation's truly heroic figures. You know, Scott, I said, your career has been incredible. You know, one of the first guys to go in space, and all the, you know, when you say that, it's not just that, it's all of the training and everything that had to go into allowing these guys to go in space for the first time. I mean, this is monumental human endeavor kind of stuff. And I thought, your career, you know, it's just been amazing. And he said, yeah, he said, but look at you. And so he was a guy who truly appreciated it. And so he said, you know, you're doing much the same. And I said, yeah, but not on the same scale. And he kind of gazed off and looked out over the water. We were sitting down by the beach, and he says, yeah, they were heady times. And he said, you know, they say you only go around once in life. He says, but do you know what I say? And he looked at me and says, if you move really fast and do a lot of cool stuff, it seems like one and a half. And he had a big grin on his face. And I thought, that's it. That's the key.
From the KISL radio station in Avalon, California, I'm Tommy O'Donoghue.